Please open your Bibles to the book of Galatians, the 6th chapter. Galatians chapter 6 in your Schofield Reference Bible, page 1247, 1247. We'll be reading the first 5 verses of this chapter. The 2nd verse and the 5th verses are the text verses. And may we stand, please, for the reading of this passage, please. We'll read the verses responsively. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. And let's pray. Lord, you're awfully good to us. Thank you. Thank you for this good day. It's a wonderful day. It's made that way because thou art the maker of all creation and whatever the day is. It's a good day. The psalmist said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And this is another such day. And it's good that we have this place to which we can come, this great church. We can be in the midst of those who love thee, who are thy children, and experience wonderful things in the way of fellowship and blessing. But more particularly, we're here to hear from thee. And we believe your word. We believe the Bible. And we believe that you raised up a man of God to proclaim it to us and to help us, that we may be better able and better suited to do thy work and thy will throughout the coming week. And so bless the service, bless our preacher, in Jesus' name, amen.
I want you to open your Bibles again to Galatians chapter 6. I want you to read 2 verses, then I want you to close your Bibles, and let me talk to you from those verses. Galatians chapter 6, first verse I want you to notice is verse number 2. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 2. Bear ye one another's burdens. I want you to notice that's plural there. Bear ye one another's burdens. Now in verse number 5, for every man shall bear his own burden. Interesting, isn't it? That's singular. God says, bear one another's burdens, but bear your own burden. I want to talk to you this morning on the subject, bear your burden. I could call it, when it rains, it pours. But I want to talk to you on bear your burden. I want you to put your pencils and pens up. I want you to close your Bibles. I want you to sit up straight. If your neighbor is asleep, slap him. And I didn't say pat him on the cheek wise. I said slap him. And then I want you to sit straight and look right this way as I talk to you. Our Heavenly Father, I pray you to help me today to be a blessing to these people whom I love as I love my own life. I pray you to help me today to be used of God in a special way. Amen. I think it's a very fitting thing Brother Judson Mitchell would lead us in our prayer this morning. For nobody more exemplifies the teaching that I'm going to advance to you this morning than Judson Mitchell. Have you noticed how it seems that to some people it just hits over and over and over and over? I mean, take the Moffitts, for example. It just seems like that it's burden after burden, after burden, after burden. There are times when JoJo wishes she had married somebody that was right with God. But it's, honestly, there's no way you can understand what this family has been through. no way. And it just seems like that deep calleth unto deep. And heartache after heartache and problem after problem. The other families whose names I could call this morning, much the same. Now today, I want to talk to you about something. Listen carefully. Don't forget the wording. It says, bear your own burden. Then it says, bear ye one another's burdens. Now, that means every man shall bear his own burden. Don't leave me now. Every man shall bear his own burden. Singular. Observations. Four observations before I get down to the crux of the message. Number one, you cannot bear your own burdens. Let me say it again. You cannot bear your own burdens. No way you can. Observation number two, you can bear your own burden. I said you cannot bear your own burdens, but you can bear your own burden. Observation number three, your problem is that you're trying to bear your burdens instead of trying to bear your burden. I said number one, you cannot bear your own burdens. I said number two, you can bear your own burden, singular. I said number three, your problem is that you're trying to bear your own burdens instead of your own burden. Observation number four. It is then one of two choices. You bear your burdens all at the same time, or you bear your burdens one at a time. Nobody here, especially, take Brother Roy for example. Brother Roy, if you try to bear your burdens, you're going to fail. You got too many. Brother Judson, if you try to bear your burdens, you're going to fail. You got too many. But tell you what you can do. You can pick up one burden and bear it, and then put it back down, and pick up another burden and bear it, and then put it back down, and then pick up another burden. Boy, Dr. Jorgensen looks bad, doesn't he? I've never seen you look so peaky. Have you been sick, Doc? He's got that burden, yeah. Now, let me show you what I mean. Brother Clare is going to help me this morning. Let me show you what I mean. I want you just to hand me one of those up there. And I'm going to... This is 10 pounds here. And hand me another one if you would. Here you are. These represent your burdens this morning. Go ahead. I had a hernia on the other side. That's enough. Okay, take. Hey, don't leave me, son. Hurry. Now, that's where you do it. And you can't bear those. Oh, you say, I just got more than I can bear. If you try to bear them all, that's true. But let me show you how you bear it. You take a burden over here, and you put it at a certain place. You take another burden over here. By the way, I counted up in my own life 8 different things that I would call burdens in my own life. 8 things that if I bore them all at one time, I could not hold up, as you saw a while ago. So, you take your burdens, and you put them like this. You don't bear them all at one time. You just put them like that. And then, though you can't bear all of them at the same time, you can bear one at a time. So what you do is, what I do is I make a schedule. And I bear my burdens on schedule. For example, I say to myself, let's take our daughter Becky, who's been ill for a long time. I come over here and I schedule some time where I pick up this burden and I bear it. And I pray for Becky. And I cry for Becky. And I ask God to bless Becky. And I ask God to give her strength for the day. But I can't turn around here and then pick up the next one. I can't. So what I do is this. I pick that one up on schedule. I schedule when I bear my burdens. So I just pick, and then I go to the next burden. The fact that Roy Moffitt works for me. This is more than I can bear. I pick up this burden, and I pray about that. Then I go to this one. Cindy's husband. And so I bear that burden. Now the secret is, I bear my burden, but I don't bear my burdens. Now this morning, Brother Judson, you pick all the burdens you've got, and but they'll fall down on you. Oh, how can I take it? You can't take it. How can I bear all these loads? You can't bear all these loads. But if you'll say, 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to bear this burden. I'm going to bear it. I'm going to. For example, I still go by my mother's house and remember my mother. Every week I shed tears remembering my mother. I pick up that burden. I think about her and I love her and I thank God for her. And then I lay that burden down. I may go a whole day without thinking about her, except when I pray. But I know I have time. And then I'll pick up another burden. And I'll bear that. Then I'll pick up another burden. And I'll bear that. But you saw a while ago, six of these, but all I could carry with my left arm. Now with my right arm, I could carry about 40 of them. But I could. I don't want to prove it. Now, that's your problem. If you'd just say, okay, I am going to bear this burden at this time. And I'm going to put it down. I'm going to bear this burden at this time. I'm going to put it down. You know, I hadn't thought about this, but Ms. Hiles has been sick, and I've been fixing breakfast. I can fix the best bowl of cereal you've ever eaten in your life. Every morning, for 2.5 weeks, except Tuesday when I was out of town, I fix egg, bacon, toast, and coffee every morning. The first morning, it took me about 3 hours. Second morning, I knocked it down a bit. Looked like a snap. I said, boy, I got this thing fixed. I'll do it all at one time. So, I put the coffee on. I fixed Ms. Hiles a fried egg, over light. Over light, what you call it? Huh? Greasy? Yeah, that's probably it, too. Yeah. Over easy, yeah. I fix her an egg over easy. I fix 2 pieces of bacon for her, 2 pieces of bacon for me, a piece of toast for her, a piece of toast for me. We have coffee, and I also eat a bowl of cereal, but I fix her an egg. Now, I decided to have it made. I said, shoot, I can do this in 10 minutes. So, I put the coffee on, same time put the bacon on, same time put the egg on, same time put the toast in. I burned the toast. Ruined 3 eggs to get one. Burned the bacon. Forgot to turn the coffee pot on. Other than that, we had a wonderful breakfast. Now, I learned something. Now, you may can do it. Ms. Hiles probably can do it. I can't do it. I can't cook the toast, the bacon, the egg, and the coffee at the same time. I can't do it. I learned something. First thing I do is I put the coffee in. That's all cared for. Coffee's in. Then I get the bacon. I put the bacon and I fry the bacon. Now, while I'm frying the bacon, I can set the table. But I don't cook anything else. I'm frying the bacon. Now, when I get the bacon done, I have the oven on to about 150 degrees where I can keep the plate warm. And I put the bacon on that plate and stick the bacon inside the oven to keep it warm. Then I get the toast and I butter the toast. Then I put the toast inside the oven and I cook the toast. Then when I get the toast done, I get a little of this, some kind of spray you spray on the skillet and make it sort of moist down at the bottom. And then I put the egg in. I had never in my life fried an egg and turned it over without breaking the yellow before. But I've become pretty good. Pretty good. I'd say about the 12 breakfasts I've made, I've only broken 11 yellows so far. But I found something out. I found the secret is one thing at a time. You see, that's your problem. You ladies, in your housework, I'll never get all this done. No, but you can get one thing done. I can't bear these burdens. No, but you can bear one. You see, I can bear all your burdens because they're not as heavy to me. Bear one another's burdens. I mean, I don't hurt as much over your burdens as I do mine. Now, I hurt over yours. But I can bear all of your burdens. But you can't bear all of your burdens. So God comes along and says, Hiles, I let him call me that. He said, Dr. Hiles, he said, you bear Judson Mitchell's burdens. But Judson, you just bear one at a time. So Judson, you pick up that burden right there. Your daughter's not been well. And you pick up that burden. You can bear that.
Yes, sir.
But you see, you can't bear all of this. I hope you can't. You can't bear all of this at one time. Your wife being sick and your daughter being sick and your son being retarded. You can't bear all of those. Look at that. He's already dropping them. See, that now you can carry that for a while, but you can't carry that very long. You're not going to ruin my illustration, son. Okay. I'll tell you what you can do. You can bear that burden.
Yes, sir.
You can pray for your wife's health and thank God for her and hurt for her. And then you can put that burden down. You can pray for your daughter and her health, the burden she's had and so forth. Then one by one, you can take these burdens and you can bear these burdens one by one.
Yes, sir.
But you can't bear them all at one time.
Right.
Now you see, thank you. You see, that's your problem. You've been trying to bear all your burdens all at one time. But you can't do it all at one time. So God comes along. Don't mess with his burdens there, son. You can't bear them all. You can't even lift those shoes, much less those burdens. You visitors this morning, this is our morning worship service. It beats that dead, sanctified thing you have, by the way. I want to tell you this morning, Jesus does not lift your burden. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He does not lift your burden. He lifts your yoke and gives you a different yoke. Now, the honest, simple truth is, when I was a paratrooper, we had the parachute. First time I ever jumped, we had these shoulder straps here. I've forgotten to call them that. Risers. And it came across his shoulder here. I jumped out of that crazy thing, and it pulled skin off my shoulder. I mean, the width of that riser, built about like that, it pulled skin off my shoulder. Now, they invented a better one. And they gave me a better one where when the chute opened, it did not pull the skin off my shoulder. Now, I had the same parachute, same type parachute. No difference in the parachute. But they've made a better yoke, if you please. You take a horse or a mule, or maybe a couple of them, and you just put a rope around the neck of this one, rope around the neck of this one, and let them pull a load, and you'll find they're going to have a problem. But you can get for them the proper kind of a yoke, and then the same burden will not be as hard to bear. That's the difference in a child of God and a child of the devil. Child of God has an easier yoke. Jesus didn't say my burden is light. He said my yoke. He said my yoke is easy, and that makes my burden light. The burden weighs the same thing. I mean, look, if you're somebody else has a daughter who's been ill, and a wife who's been ill, with all of your burdens, an unsaved man, he has a rope around his neck. The load seems heavier. But it's not because the load. Bless God. God doesn't tell you He'll take your load away. He says He'll give you take your load away. He'll give you a yoke that make your burden light. Thank God today I have the same burdens always had, but I've got a yoke that Jesus has given me. But the yoke is only for one burden at a time. So Jesus comes along, God comes along, and God says, and by the way, that's your problem. That's your problem. Oh, how can I take it? You can't take it. You can't bear your burdens, but you can bear your burden. Schedule your time. Just live by schedule. Now you say, Brother Hiles, how in the world can I, all of a sudden, let me show you something. This is your burden right here. And just sit down. All right. Here, I schedule my time for one of my burdens. And I carry it. Then I put it down. Well, how can you do that? Brother Hiles, how old can you turn a switch, turn your mind off, not think about your burden? No, you don't do it that way. You don't do it like this. Bear this burden, and then bear this burden, and then bear this burden. Here's the way you do it. You bear this burden and put it down and go bear somebody else's burden. And that gets your mind off your burden. And then you put that back down and it's time to go bear another one of your burdens and you pick up the burden. You think about your own burden and you can bear it. But after a while, it's time for you to get back to work. You can't stand there and cry all the time. You can't stand there and be useless and good for nothing. You got a job to do. You got a Sunday school class to teach. You got a family to rear. You got children that need you. I've got a church that needs me. My burdens I mentioned. This is the way I do it. I used 8 bags this morning because I said a while ago, I could give you 8 burdens that I bear this morning that are real, honest, heavy loads. If I put all those burdens on myself at one time, you wouldn't have me as a pastor. I could not bear what I have to bear. But here's what I do. I bear this burden. I bear my own burden. Then I go to my office. And I say, Judson, what's your problem? He comes and he tells me his problem and sits at my desk. And all of a sudden, I forget I have any burdens. That's the way I get my mind off. Brother Roy, let me bear your burden for a while. Let me talk to you about your burden. Brother Roy, as he's done in the last 7 days, he comes to me. Last 8 days, he comes to me. He said, Brother Hiles, would you help us some? Help my wife, JoJo. Nobody knows what she's been through. And so I pick up your burden, Brother Roy, and I lift it for a while. I bring JoJo to my office, and I talk to her for a while, and I lift her burden. By the way, all the time I was talking to her, I never thought about Becky. All the time I was talking to her, I never thought about my battles. All the time I was talking to her, I never thought about my own heartaches, my enemies, my critics. I don't think about that. Why? Tell you why? I'm bearing Roy and JoJo's burden. That's why. That's your problem. See, you pick up that one burden. Come have me. You pick up that one burden, and then all of a sudden you get thinking about the other one. And all of a sudden you get thinking about the other one. That's enough. And all of a sudden you get thinking about the other one. And then you say, I can't take it anymore. No, you can't. That's true. I can't bear all my burdens. No, you can't bear them, but bless God, you can bear one. Thank you. And I'll walk over. And I'll talk to Brother John. Or I'll sit in my office and somebody will sit across the desk. And you wouldn't believe the burdens that I bear of other people. You wouldn't believe it. How many times I sit there and bear the burdens of other people, and I'll think, oh, how can they take it? How can they take it? And then after they leave, I go back over here and get my burden and find mine was bigger than theirs was. But how do I get my mind off my burden? Bearing somebody else's burden. So you just set yourself a schedule where you bear one of your burdens. You can't bear them all, but bless God, you can bear any one of them. Pick it up on schedule and bear it. So how can I get off of mine? Go talk to Judson Mitchell. Old story. I've used it again and again. Old story. She was a beautiful lady, middle age, prematurely white hair. Her name was Mrs. Stinson. She went to this church years ago. Mrs. Stinson was a very cultured lady, a very fine lady. I'm guessing at the time this happened, she was probably 55 years of age. She came to my office one night, And she began to shake like that. She said, "Preacher, I think I'm about to have a nervous breakdown." I wasn't surprised, because every lady I knew was having a nervous breakdown, or has just gotten over a nervous breakdown, or is going to have a nervous breakdown when she can work it into her business schedule. She said, "Can you help me? I'm about to have a nervous breakdown." I said, "Yes, I can." She said, "What can I do?" I said, "Go home, bake some cookies." "What's baking cookies got to do with my nervous breakdown?" I said, "Take them to some deaf family. Sit down with a cup of tea or some juice or a pop. Eat some cookies with the deaf family and write on paper that you love them and are praying for them." I said, "Tomorrow, go home, bake a cake." And I said, "Take it to some blind family. And take it with some refreshment, some pop or juice or tea or something. Don't take coffee. That stuff burns." And I said, "Take it to them. Sit there and encourage a blind person. The next day, get you a dozen roses and go down to St. Margaret's Hospital. Walk up and down the hallway. Find somebody that doesn't have a visitor. And walk in and put a rose in a vase and sit there and cheer them up a little bit." I said, "Then you won't have to have your nervous breakdown." She said, "I don't understand what cookies has got to do with my nervous breakdown." She turned and walked away. For months, she evaded me. If she'd see me, she'd turn and walk the other way. If she saw me and I didn't see her, she'd walk across the street to avoid me. One day, I was walking down the hallway toward the office building, toward the sidewalk. She was walking down past the telephones toward the hallway of the office. And we bumped into each other, smack dab, bumped into each other. I mean physically, wham! And I said, "Mrs. Stinson, we've got to quit meeting like this." She turned to walk away. I said, "Hold it. You're not going to leave." I said, "A few months ago, you came to my office looking for a nervous breakdown. Whatever happened to it?" A big smile and blush joined each other on her face. She said, "Got so busy making cookies, I called it off." Now, does that mean she didn't have any burden? No, sir. It meant that she lifted her own burden. And to get her mind off of it, she went over here and lifted the burden of some deaf family. And then she went back and got another burden for hers. And brother, you can cancel your nervous breakdown too. You don't have to have a nervous breakdown. You don't have to crack up. You don't have to use some godless psychiatrist. You don't have to use some wicked psychologist. You don't have to take pep pills, ha-ha pills, boo-hoo pills. You don't have to pick up your burden by schedule and bear your burden and set it down and go pick up somebody else's burden for a while. By the way, same thing is true concerning your schedule. But Claire, help me here a little bit. Some of this stuff's getting in my teeth. Vita-Hume potting soil. Put them here. I've got a lot to do in my life. I haven't got time to be putting sacks on across the platform. People say, "Brother Hiles, how do you carry the loads you carry? I don't carry loads, I carry a load." Brother Hiles, all your counseling, all your studying, all the $15 million a year you've got to raise here to keep this thing going, over 500 employees, 268 full-time employees, over 500 full-time and part-time, the world's largest independent fundamental Baptist Bible College, the world's largest, America's largest church, the world's largest Sunday school, 144 counseling, 747 counseling sessions a week, preaching three times a day, taking care of all the business, all the load. Preacher, how do you bear all the things? I don't bear them. I bear one at a time. I meet with the principals on Saturday morning. I pick up the burden about the schools. When they leave, I put it down. Well, you say, "Brother Hiles, what if something comes up during the week?" I know I'm going to come back and pick up that burden next Saturday morning. Then Dr. Evans comes in. Brother Young, rather. Brother Young comes in, discuss the material part of Hiles Anderson College. I mean, the non-academic work. I pick up that load. I pick up the load of the buildings, the load of the dining hall, the load of the buses, all the things other than academics. I pick it up. Now, I don't pick it up during the week. Brother Young and I will not talk about this except on Saturday. I'll put it back down. Dr. Evans comes in with the academic problems of Howells Anderson College. We'll talk sometimes 2 hours, sometimes an hour and a half, and we'll discuss that burden. I could not carry all of these at the same time. Then I have my counseling time. It's scheduled. I have my study time. It's scheduled. All the things that I do one at a time. Paul didn't say, these many things do I do. He said, this one thing I do. Jesus said, Paul said, there's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above your able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. I want you to notice he said, there's no temptation. Didn't say temptations. You can handle your duties one at a time. You can bear your burdens, but you can only bear them one at a time. So this morning, I'm looking at a lot of people have a lot of heartache. I look at Judge Clement over there. Daughter struggling to live. Mrs. Clement, Judge. He has cancer, or had it, wonders if and when it'll return. All the load he carries as a judge. There's no way he can carry all of that. He puts all that on him. He won't be able to judge fairly. But tell you what he can do. He can come over here and say, I love my daughter, and I admire my daughter. Nobody's fought a battle like that woman has fought. He can bear that burden. Then he can say, okay, I'll go judge somebody and see if I can be just in my judgment. He thinks about somebody else's burden. Then he can pick up his own concern about his cancer. And he puts it back down and goes and picks up somebody else's burden. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to me. This world's full of a bunch of people. Psychiatrists, all of us don't have to be there. And far too many of them are Christian people. And far too many of those Christian people are Baptist people. Listen carefully. I do not have any more burdens than you do, but I'll tell you one thing. You don't have any more than I do either. My wife and I, we laugh. I mean, we just laugh and laugh all the time over little bitty things. Like burnt bacon and we laugh. But any time we wanted to, we could pick up all of our burdens and end up at a psychiatrist's office. But we've learned something. We've learned that you pick them up one at a time. You pick it up, let every man bear his own burden. Not burdens. And then you put it down and you go to somebody who needs your help and your encouragement. Let me give you an example. You haven't got the foggiest idea how many burdens of other people this man bears. You haven't got the foggiest idea how many times people come to me and say, Judson Mitchell has helped me with my heartaches and my problems. And his wife's the same way. You see, a poem I wrote, and I won't read it to you. I don't have it, and it's real long. One night I went to my study years ago. And I sat there in my study, and I said, I don't think I can take this. I don't think I can. I just can't handle my burdens. But I put them down outside the door and walked inside my office. And I sat there in the office for 4 hours, and here came a person who had a burden. I talked with him and helped them carry their burden. And somebody else came. I guess 25 people came that night, and I talked to them and helped them carry their burden. I walked out of my office about 11 o'clock that night. And I said, I'll pick my burden up I left out here. Where'd it go? Where's that burden? Where is that burden? You see, when I took care of other people's burdens, my own burden was lighter. And your problem is, some of you ladies, and you men too, you get home and you get this self-pity thing. Oh, nobody appreciates me. You're probably right. Nobody understands me. If you're a woman, I can tell you nobody does. I'm saying, get that little pity party. Go home and bake some cookies. Bake a cake. Put your burden down. If you don't get your mind on somebody else's burden, you're going to keep it on yours. Here's what you do.
Pick up the telephone.
Miss Hiles?
Would you pray for me? I got a problem. Miss Evans? Would you pray for me? I got a problem.
So does she. She back there? That woman back there carries the load of dozens of people. And yet she doesn't know if she'll be alive this time next year.
How does she take it? She takes it by lifting somebody else's burdens.
And then she lifts her own, one at a time. Don't forget it. I'll close. You can't pick them all up. You can't bear them. But if you'll schedule yourself to bear this one, you can handle it. Let every man bear his own burden. And then schedule yourself to go pick up somebody else's. Then come back and pick up one of yours. Now, I'll tell you this one. You picking up one of yours won't get your mind off your last one. It'll just stack up. But you go to somebody else's and pick up theirs, you can forget your last one. And then you put that one down. And you go pick up somebody else's burden. And you help them carry their burden. And you go back over here and you pick up another one of yours. And you carry it. Not burdens, but burden. Then you go help somebody else and help them with their burden. And you'll forget yours. And you go back over here and you pick up another. I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, there's not a person here who cannot bear his own burden. There's also not a person here that can bear his burdens. I know what I'm talking about. If I tried to worry about all the burdens I've got, all eight things I'm thinking about this morning at the same time, I'd go crazy. Ask a question. Anybody here wonder if I'm happy? Huh? Anybody here doubt the fact Brother Howell enjoys life? Ask that blonde out there. Ask her. Ask her if I enjoy living. Ask her. I don't enjoy washing dishes, but I enjoy living. Ask her. And yet I've got enough reason to, if I let all of these burdens stack up on me, I could go to the psychiatrist tomorrow morning. In fact, to have an appointment. We sing, yes, Jesus took my burden I could no longer bear. Yes, Jesus took my burden in answer to my prayer. My anxious fear subsided, my spirit was made strong, for Jesus took my burden and left me with a song. No, He didn't. He never took your burden. Your wife passed away and you're lost and you get saved, she's still dead. He doesn't take your burden away. He gives you a yoke that's easy and makes the burden light. Same burden. But He says to you, pick it up. It. Not they. Them. It. Pick it up. It. I promise you this. The little thing you've seen this morning can change your life. It keeps me alive. It's the reason I'm in the ministry today. It's the reason I'm sane. It's the reason I can help you. It's the reason I can carry your burdens. It's the reason I prepare sermons. It's the reason I can carry the load of all this monster of an empire around here. Because I pick up one burden at a time. Put it down. And go pick up somebody else's. And then go back to the next burden and pick it up. Look at me. Try it. Go home and list your burdens. Write them down. List them. And then schedule yourself about 30 minutes a week to bear each one. But between each one, you bear somebody else's. And I promise you, you, like Mrs. Stinson, will cancel your nervous breakdown because you got too busy baking cookies and cake. Would you bow your heads, please?